Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Games. Welcome once again to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and extremely knowledgeable boys. Thank you for joining us. My name is Tommy Dasilo, and with me as always...
I was expecting a satellite delay. I'm not used to this. You're in the room, Tommy.
I know.
You're back.
I can reach out and punch you.
My name's Ben Vanel. I didn't say that, but I have now.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
What's your name?
My name is...
Tommy?
No, it isn't. It's Adam Knox. That's my name. I'm sick of it. It's been worn out. People have said it too much. I need a new one.
Okay. What would you have?
Brick Fuckstein.
Brick Fuckstein.
Yeah.
Is that inspired by...
Fuck Anchorman. Shit.
Yeah.
Damn it. No, it isn't. I was thinking about bricks.
You do love quoting Anchorman.
I don't love it. I don't love LAMP, which stands for Lame Anchorman Prose.
All right. Yeah.
I don't love lamp.
I still feel like I'm on the satellite delay, honestly.
You're fresh off of international flight, though.
Yeah. I got back 24 hours ago, almost exactly.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
How much of the last 24 have you slept?
8.
Oh, that's normal.
Yeah.
That's exactly normal.
Yeah, right.
But I've got that thing at the moment where I think it's a common thing. Everyone thinks they can just beat jet lag.
Yeah.
Like you get in and you're like, I slept well on the plane. I slept well the first night.
Mm.
But you come to realize that it's like such an unnatural thing that you've done to your body. And you can't, you really can't deny that. Like I've spent all of today going, I'm completely fine. And then 15 minutes before you guys turned up, I started to feel not even so much tired, just loopy, just foggy in the head where you go, yeah, you've completely fucked up your body.
Yeah.
Do you reckon that when there used to be long eclipses back in the day, they got jet lag then? If there was a long enough eclipse, would you get jet lag? Do you know what I mean?
You don't get jet lag from the sun.
Yeah, you do. That's what it's because of.
No, it's the time difference.
Yeah, which is the sun. Your body only knows about time because of the sun.
No, but it's also the... I think it's more like your body is in a rhythm.
Yeah.
And the rhythm that your body in, the sun plays a big part of that.
A huge part.
But I don't think just the sun disappears.
The entirety of it.
But you don't go to sleep. Like if you...
When the sun goes down, you're meant to go to sleep. Screens off.
But that's the thing. Like jet lag isn't... Just being like, oh, I'm going to sleep at 9 a.m. and then get... Like, it's staying awake extra long to go to bed at the right time.
Because the sun is still up. It's all the sun. Everything's based
difference.
On the sun.
It's a time.
Which is the sun.
It's the amount
sun is
of time.
The rotation of Earth around the sun
and
the rotation of the Earth around its axis
but if
is
you...
how we perceive time in our bodies. I will not budge on this.
But if you got the plane...
is correct.
You got on a plane for ages and then got home at the time you should have gone to bed at... when you were in another place and you went to bed and then woke up when you would have woken up. Like, it's not...
But if you... Wait, so
the
if
sun,
you,
it's the amount of time that you...
But if you went on a plane for 24 hours and just went around the earth and landed back where you were, you wouldn't have jet lag.
Yes.
You 100% wouldn't have
jet lag. Exactly. I'm saying
the sun has changed. The flight had nothing to do with it. The sun is what does it. 24 hours around the entire Earth, I'm saying. If you went from London to London on a flight.
Yeah, and you'd say...
One long flight.
During that, you went to bed when you would have normally gone to bed and woke up again.
Yeah.
Then there's no jet lag.
Because the sun has stayed in the same place above your head as you've been flying at the speed of the sun. The sun is directly above all planes at all times.
You get jet lag if you're going from the northern hemisphere to the south.
You'd be in the same rhythm.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, we can all agree that the sun does play a part in it, but we're getting away from what your original question was.
The sun chases the plane at such a rate that your body is afraid of it and begins to get tired. That's how it happens.
But so to get back to your original question, which was, do you think people got jet lagged from a very long eclipse? Now, how long of an eclipse are you talking about here?
I suppose about 9 hours or whatever the length of daytime would have been. If you skipped a day of light, would you get jet lag because your body was like,
but that's
what?
Like asking if you're just in a room with the blinds all sealed saying, would you get jet lag?
I think you do get jet lag because people start going to sleep later and they get up later. If you have a depressed
if you close your eyes all day, you don't get jet lag.
If a person is depressed in a room and they start going to sleep at 6 a.m.
Okay, here's something I am qualified to answer.
Exactly. And then you start waking up at 1 p.m. That's jet lag. What's
the difference?
No,
that's being tired.
But that is all jet lag is. Jet lag is just tiredness caused by a jet, and that is caused by a jet stream of unhappiness in your body.
By a jet. It's caused by the sun.
Which is a huge jet flame in the sky.
It's caused by going to bed late or early.
Due to the sun's position in the sky being different to where your body expects it to be.
You and your father, clearly he's been going
when
about
Mario
the sun.
When Mario gets chased by that sun, he gets tired. You cannot argue that.
You are the most like Trump of anyone I know.
I'm wrong and I'm going to be loud until you agree with me.
No. No, I'm right about this. It's incredible what I've said. It's unbelievable. But it is believable because it's true.
If just sitting in a darkened room all day gave you jet lag, you would constantly be jet lagged.
Maybe that's the issue.
But you... Like, when I have had periods of my life where that's more where I've been at in my head, it's nothing to do with my head, it's to do with the sun. The sun is the only thing that could cure depression.
That's true.
That is true, yeah.
No, that I don't agree with.
I kind of had never known until recently how much of a role the sun does play.
Your body needs the sun.
Getting
it's
the sunlight.
Actual vitamin.
Yeah.
It's a nutrient.
And someone
vitamin S.
This. I heard this on a podcast.
Vitamins.
Honestly, I wish it wasn't called vitamin D. That's so annoying that every time you go to go out and get some vitamin D, immediately the person around you goes, oh, get some vitamin dick up the ass.
I've been inside all day. Time for a bit of vitamin cum.
But I heard this recently on a podcast. I don't know how true it is, but that you...
Well,
did you
from
know
experience.
What, erections are caused by the moon. It's the gravity of the moon pulling your penis towards it. Yes. The blood rushes towards it like a tide.
That I do agree with.
Indisputable. Yeah.
I have a vested interest in believing that. I found out that the vitamin D doesn't work if you're wearing sunglasses. Like, it's absorbed by the eyes.
Right.
Wow.
I always just assumed it was like this. It needs to hitting the skin.
Yeah.
The skin absorbed it, but apparently...
But then everyone who puts sunscreen on would be depressed.
Fair.
Yeah,
that's true.
Depressed because their friend, the window to the mind
mm. and
depressed
the soul.
Because their friend put it on for them and they like put it in the shape of a big penis and then
there's your vitamin D, mate.
But hearing that, I heard that on something I listened to about a week ago. Uh-huh. And so the perfect timing, just walking around today going, thank God I had this good life hack, just staring directly into the sun. Now I'm completely blind. Mm-hmm. And so the jet lag is going to last forever because I have no way of seeing the sun. How do you explain that? Blind people.
Good
finally.
Question.
On record.
Okay. Well, blind people still have eyes. There's my explanation.
But they often wear sunglasses.
True. Yes. But sunglasses... are made of the sun. That's why they're called sunglasses. So they get more
it's
sun.
It's permanent. Okay. Yeah. It's permanently reflecting back on them.
But Tommy just said that what he heard was that sunglasses do block the sun.
Yep.
And you remain vitamin D deficient.
Heard wrong. I know. I listened to that podcast. It was the Wrong Facts podcast.
Yeah. How did you know?
Huh?
If you wear earplugs, you can't get any information into your ears.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That is a fact.
If you plug up your nose, you can stand to be in a room with me for a longer amount of time.
Anyway, boys.
Because I'll keep complimenting your nose plugs. You're like, oh, this is nice. It didn't smell, but this is fun.
Anyway, boys, I feel fucking horrible.
Yeah.
So it's good to be back.
Yes.
I missed my boys.
Mm-hmm.
I missed my kind, knowledgeable boys.
Yeah. You can't get them anywhere else.
No. I looked around. Mm. I tried to find some replacements for you guys.
Oh,
in all
you
the cities
did?
I was in, and they just... I tell you what, they just don't make them like they do back here.
Hello, welcome to Filthy Casuals. My name is French Knox.
I have a stupid opinion I'd like to share.
Depression is caused by everything. Jet lag is the natural state, and the sun distracts us from this. I'm controlled by a rat inside of my cap, as all French people are. Marcel Marceau. Uh-huh. 100 rats, not even a person, just a bunch of rats. That's why he never talked.
Oh.
Yeah, just rats all in a big suit together, except for one of them which he got stuck and he was too polite to say anything. He didn't want to be a mime.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any more than this. I don't know why you're really? Expecting this okay. to go on forever.
Yeah, you often do.
Yeah. Yes. I'll bring it up when I'm ready. I don't want to be pressured into it with silence.
So we got a big week this week. Mm. We're recording this pretty like right before putting it online just because of the with me flying home. And the timing has worked out great because if we had recorded this earlier in the week, we would have missed a whole bunch of stuff. We yes. would have missed one big thing in particular.
What yeah. one of the biggest things we have talked about ever.
Definitely like it's well. I mean, we'll talk about it later. I think it's the Death Stranding trailer.
Yeah,
yeah. We'll talk about it at the end.
I think we want to go through it pretty in detail.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah.
I think that's why I'm in the mood I am to talk about the sun being the responsible for everything.
Yeah.
Because like I'm Kojima'd today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you've just watched a thing of absolute fiction on your television.
Yeah.
And that's put you in the mood for just to just make up facts.
Uh-huh. What are you getting at here?
Well, let's talk a little bit about what we've played in the last week before we get into all the news and other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I have been playing Team Sonic Racing.
Oh, right.
It sounded, and I know it isn't called this, but it sounded a little bit like you said, Teen Sonic Racing.
Now, that would be cool.
What about a world in which the game was called Teen Sonic Racing?
Yeah.
Begin.
Okay. Let's all imagine.
Interesting. Jeez, he'd
got to get my homework done fast. He might say,
"No,
nice."
No,
he might say
something
that.
About.
I was into that.
Maybe do a lot of finger rings behind the sheds.
Knuckles.
Uh-huh. He'd be knuckles deep.
Yeah.
How old is Sonic meant to be?
Oh, 8,000. He's probably like an elder god. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah,
but he seems teenish.
That's the thing. I don't think
like
it would
young
be that
20,
different.
Early 20s. If he's got a bit of an attitude.
No, if you're acting like that in your early 20s, that's nuts.
Oh, that's something.
What?
That's something that's come up since we recorded last.
Oh!
The movie got bumped back.
Oh, yeah. It's a teen movie now.
Yes.
What would that be like? And go. Yeah. They, all the people
well,
who were
it's
saying.
No, it isn't a teen movie. It's 2020
yeah, it's a
20. Now.
It's an early 20s movie.
Yeah. All the people who were saying that like conspiracy theory of, they were doing this as a deliberate marketing ploy. Very much proven wrong by this, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, like we said, it would have taken lots of money and lots of time.
Yeah,
and yeah, it's
that is
delayed.
Just incredible. That's such a. It was going to be out in November, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
so
a
about
pretty...
3 months. It's been pushed back by which for films doesn't seem to happen anywhere near as often as games. Maybe it's just that I don't keep track of it as much.
Because I thought when they said they were like going to change the look of him in response to the negative fan quote unquote response to the trailer. I thought that was just based around changing the teeth. Like, I thought it would take...
Oh.
I thought it would be a big job.
No,
but
no.
I was like, thing.
But, yeah, I didn't... I read it as just, like, they were going to tweak little bits of it. So
right.
He will look completely different now.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
He's going to look like the video game character, I assume.
The animators will surely still be working fucking hard until February 2.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't imagine that this is being done to give them, like, to not have to put them under crunch... type hours.
Well, you would assume they would have to. I mean, they gotta go.
Okay.
Certainly, at a pretty significant clip.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but like, I guess they must have run. I would so love to see the spreadsheet or the pie graph or whatever that made it a monetary case.
Probably the pie graph.
Like a value was placed onto. How much money they would make with bad Sonic versus a remade Sonic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The fact that this is no cheap task.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they are like, we will lose money if we don't do this.
Yeah, right. Yes.
It's fucking insane.
Yeah.
You know what I really want now? Like, this now makes any of the previous, like, promotional material, like posters and stuff for the original release... Great collector's item.
There's
now.
An original cut of that movie somewhere.
Yeah. I am now massively into the idea of having a poster that's got the original Sonic on it with the November release date underneath.
Back
that
to
now,
the Future with whoever wasn't Michael J. Fox in it still. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Timmy Grobbins, I believe it was.
Yep.
He had really big teeth. I remember that. And people were mad about the teeth.
Some
unfunny guy.
He had really thick legs.
I can't remember his name, but he was like a guy who didn't have as much sort of humor as they wanted for the movie. Original. Oh, this is going to take forever to type. Back.
Are you getting through it pretty quick?
You could just do a voice search.
Future. I've only typed OR so far. I'm just saying it.
Oh, okay.
Original Back to the Future. Eric Stoltz.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he the guy, he's the bad guy in the mask?
Bad guy.
Isn't the mask kind of a bad guy?
No, he's just cheeky.
Yeah.
Depends what you consider to be bad. In today's PC climate, he's probably the bad guy.
In the comic books, he's kind of a bad guy. He gets really violent. He goes and kills people who've bullied him.
Kill people in the mask.
He shoots those guys with the Tommy gun.
Yeah.
Do they die though, or do they just get hit by like beanbags or something?
I don't know.
I feel like maybe nobody dies in the original Mask.
It's kind of a kids' movie, so I doubt there's any senseless violence.
But so yeah, they put that back to February 14th.
Huge. And now
romantic film.
Like, is it really?
It's the 14th of February.
That rocks.
Yeah.
That's so good. I love the idea now that they like because now that they've said, okay, we're going to fix it and make it better.
Mm.
It's like you can't make like the stakes are so high now. Like it has to be perfect now. If there's even anything slightly, if they do all this and people like. They're still not really into the design of him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really don't quite get why they've bothered, to be completely frank. Because this is the thing. People were going to go see this.
Yeah.
Like,
never given
it was enough of a car crash thing that, like, I mean, we were going to for this.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I reckon there would be enough other people that are into the idea of, like, this looks fucked. Mm. We've all got to go see it.
Mm.
So yep. I don't know why they're bothering. Like, even if they fix it and make him look awesome, I still think it'll just be a shitty movie with a cool-looking Sonic in it.
100%.
And that's worse.
Them saying, like, we've heard the feedback and everything. Like, it was feedback from people who were either, exactly like you said, going to go see the movie anyway or were never going to see it, whether the Sonic was good or not.
Yeah, so many of those people were just doing a tweet about a thing because they saw it was a thing and they wanted to get some likes. Like, that's what is happening with a lot of stuff like this, I feel.
The second that Sonic's good looking as well, you start pointing out how bad the writing is and the movie gets probably worse.
Are they going, we have a Detective Pikachu or better, we have an awesome, fun movie here. God, I hope people don't not see it because he looks fucked. Better fix it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they're going for the Oscar.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Lady, look, if we wake up every morning and come to work, I meant to say it, and then work as hard as we can every day for 3 more months than we plan to, we can change this movie from a D minus to a D minus and a half a minus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to work, everybody. Forget your kids. Stop yelling about your kids. You don't get to see them until Sonic looks beautiful.
I mean, that is great if you work at a movie studio and you're reading all these, you know, articles about crunch in the games industry and how it ruins people's lives and being like, boy, I'm sure glad I don't work in that fucked industry. Yeah. And then you get the call up that you've got to like completely scale back this, like the busted up thighs of this little hedgehog. It's so funny.
Get Ben Schwartz back in here and cut him up. His face looks weird, evidently. I'm not going to look further into the tweets.
Oh, that would be great if it's like, if it's just a guy in a suit. Mm. If that's like original Ninja Turtles movie style, it's like kind of half puppet, half guy dressed up.
Well, him in Parks and Rec, he had that big hair.
Yeah.
Just color it blue.
Yeah.
Boom.
But they can't reshoot the film, so it's him in a suit on a green screen.
Yeah.
And because green is sort of close enough-ish to blue, every now and then just bits of his head are kind of dropping out.
They accidentally put him on a blue screen back in the day.
So it's just this very
floating
Jean
Ralphio.
Just teeth. You can only see the teeth anymore.
Yes.
They're the only visible part now.
So, yeah, that's exciting stuff.
Yep.
But, yeah, in preparation for Valentine's Day 2020, I've been playing Team Sonic Racing.
Mm-hmm.
And
that sounds like a teen Sonic Racing to me.
What would a world where the Sonic characters were teens and having a race be like? Out of the way, man.
Yeah, sick. Yes. They're racing to the shelter sheds to smoke a durry at lunchtime.
They're all flossing. That's
Sonic
what I'm
trying
assuming.
To pass. Sonic tries to pass Amy. He's like, excuse me, sorry.
Yeah, he can't make eye contact.
Never mind.
I loved the last Sonic Racing game, enjoyed it a lot. I was sort of looking forward to this because I love a kart racing game. This one, the last one they did though, it was Sonic and Sega characters. So you had like, you could play as Alex Kidd and the crazy taxi people and stuff. It was pretty cool. This one they've gotten rid of that, which is pretty disappointing.
Mm.
So
who is there other than, I mean, like how many characters are there other than Sonic, Tails and Knuckles? And Shadow.
I think there's 12 all
and
up.
And Girl Sonic.
Amy. Well, there's Amy who is, she's a rat or something.
Whoa. No, she's a hedgehog.
She's some kind of marsupial. No, there's one who's not
no,
a hedgehog.
No, she went to the cops.
There's one. Yeah.
You got any ex-girlfriends called Amy?
No. There's one with
she's
like.
She's a fucking cunt.
There's ones with. There's one with ears out the side. Hold on.
A hedgehog.
No, she's not a hedgehog, the one I'm thinking of.
Amy is a hedgehog.
Maybe
though.
Amy's a hedgehog.
Amy's pink and she's a hedgehog.
She hates the sun. Amy's caused by the sun.
That's true. Sonic.
Three grown men. Googling what character, what sort of animal Amy from the Sonic the Hedgehog
characters
games is.
Fucking. All right, who do we have?
People waiting with bated breath on this review to find out. We really made them go on a long journey to find out what I thought of this racing game with Sonic.
There's Eric Stoltz. She's a rabbit, not a rat. Essentially.
Oh, sorry.
Essentially.
Okay.
I was thinking of. Okay, Amy Rose is a hedgehog, I guess.
Yes.
She looks like a hedgehog.
It doesn't say that on Wikipedia. It doesn't say, I guess.
I was thinking of Cream the Rabbit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right. Was there a fox called Michael J?
No, there's Blaze. Cool. There's Blaze the cat.
That'd be something.
There's Rouge the Bat. Is Rouge the Bat in there? There's Big the Cat. There's Silver the Hedgehog. The Metal Sonic.
Mm-hmm. The Sonic games should just get Jazz Jackrabbit and have him in there.
Yeah.
The people that make those games aren't doing anything with him.
They probably won't notice.
He would fit right in the Sonic canon.
Yes, considering he was a ripoff of Sonic,
yeah,
absolutely.
It all comes full circle.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was a big fan of the last one. Not having any...
A big the cat fan of the last one.
Not having any of the other Seeker characters in it is a bit of a loss because it did give it a bit more variety. It has like a pretty interesting mechanic where you race in teams. So it's you and two other people and you have little special moves. So whoever is coming first out of your team... leaves behind a little yellow trail that if you can, it's like a little slip stream that you can get a little boost out of.
Mm-hmm.
You can share items between each other. Like if you pick something up and you don't need it, you can like pass it off to someone else on your team.
Right. Like Jet the Hawk, for example, or Wave the Swallow. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Slippy the Frog.
Storm the Albatross. We're going to take this albatross by morning. Storm the Albatross.
Every time you do a little thing with your team, you build
a little thing. Yes.
One of those moves, you build up a meter, and that when that meter's full, you can all do like a super move, like the equivalent of like getting the, flashing star in Mario Kart or
right.
whatever. Like just basically invincibility and like a super speed boost.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's kind of a cool mechanic that changes it up a bit. The track design is good. Tracks are really good. The voice acting and the writing of what's being said during the races is some of the worst shit I've ever heard in my entire life.
Even for like Sticks the Badger and Orbot and Cubot?
Even what are they?
Characters like them?
Are they bots?
Orbot and Cubot? Yeah.
Nice.
They're robots.
Mm-hmm. They're not in this, I don't think.
Oh.
Yeah, I haven't unlocked them yet. Maybe there'll be paid DLC down the line. That'd be a nice little treat.
Well, that's probably where Babylon Rouge is. That's probably when they're coming in.
You know what? I think we need to start treating this podcast like a Dave Chappelle concert and you have to lock your phone up before you come in here and put it in a sealed bag so that you don't have access to it.
Sure. That makes sense. I mean, that's like not exactly the type of... I mean, like you're being pretty strict, like a gun commander.
Oh,
you're reminding me of Gun Commander right now.
I think you're on a different Wikipedia page now. Yeah,
I'm looking at his phone.
It's the hot new craze that's sweeping the nation.
Well, I got this from my friend Maria Robotnik.
You got what? The phone?
The phone from my friend Maria Robotnik, and it reminds me of her.
Mm.
And she's dead because she was killed by Chaotix.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So. An Eggman. He's trying to review the game, so why don't you listen to him?
All right, sorry. I apologize. Fang... the sniper, you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for this.
Fang's
review.
An all right one, actually.
Yeah?
Is he in there?
No, he's not.
Oh, fuck.
What is he?
That's the thing. They have
sniper.
Some.
What animal?
He's a
sniper.
He's a weasel. He's a weasel.
Oh, okay.
He was, I think, in the Game Gear one. Right. They do have some good characters in the mix, the Sonic games, but right up until a clear point.
Yeah.
Like Sonic Adventure when Big the Cat and all that shit starts to come in is where it goes real bad.
Funky Kong.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a decent kart racer with good tracks, but the there's just like I went into the menu to try to turn the voice stuff all the way off.
Yes,
and did that, and then started racing, and they're still fucking talking at me.
Oh,
you
God.
You can't escape it. And there's like an announcer guy who like yells stuff out at you during races, like he'll give you little instructions and stuff. And when you turn the voice thing volume down in the options menu, as it's getting quieter and quieter, he starts going, "Wait, what are you doing? I've got important things to tell you during the game." And it just gets softer and softer.
That's weird.
That's very funny.
Yeah.
But then it doesn't actually work.
It doesn't work.
Are you sure you didn't like just cancel out of it and not save it?
Yeah, maybe I did that.
I'm willing to bet that's what happened.
That's almost 100% certain that's
probably the jet lag.
I don't know. I still need to play a bit more of it to see. I was kind of liking it at the start, and then now it's like just the uninspired choice of characters and the sort of shitty design elements of it. Like the tracks are great.
Yeah,
it looks really cool. But then it's just I think I'm really looking forward to Crash Team Racing.
Yeah,
that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
that looks really good. And kind of knowing that that's just on the horizon. If that wasn't coming, I could probably invest in this a little more, because it's like I love a kart racer. I'll get into this with everything I've got. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, I reckon there's a much better one of these in about a month or so. So I don't really need to worry too much about liking this.
Yeah, I didn't even know this was out.
Yeah, it came out like a week ago, I think.
Yeah,
like
right,
a half ago. Yeah. Anyway, that's my non-committal review of Team Sonic Racing. But the stuff that, like, there's little clips that, you know, all the characters like yelling to each other when they're racing. And they're so bad.
Like what?
Playing as Tails, and he'll get a speed boost and he goes, "Accelerating is exhilarating."
Okay. That's,
and honestly,
think that shit's badass.
That's one of the best.
It is exhilarating, and they ride. That's some M&M shit.
I don't like the flow of that.
I love the flow of it. Accelerating is exhilarating and enumerating my... I'm no Tails.
What have you boys been playing?
Should I do the one that only I have, and then we can do the one that we both have?
Yeah.
So the one that I have played is called Observation.
In the world?
Yes. It is very, very fun and very tense.
So you're an AI?
You're a computer AI.
And give me your review of this game.
I knew this was going to happen. There was no way around it.
How do you think I feel having to talk about the fucking Sonic game? It's like every sentence I say is going to be piled on.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Did you play that on a normal console or a baby console?
Yeah, I played it on my fucking Fisher-Price speak and spell computer.
The little thing where you push it and the bubbles move a hoop and you've got to try and...
The writing in this is appalling.
Yes, so this game, I played it on PS4. It is out on a bunch of things as far as I know. It's it's a story-focused game and a puzzle game where you play as basically a camera. Like, right. You play as a computer AI of a space station, and it sort of starts very tensely, very cinematically, sort of like you just see black and then sort of lights start to pop on, and then sort of the sweep of the light comes through this window and you realize you're like just spinning in a space station.
Cool.
And yeah, you realize something's wrong. You sort of boot up.
Yeah.
It's like an interface, you know, like you're seeing a screen, like you're booting up. And you sort of gradually get filled in that something has gone wrong in this space station. Only one of the people seems to be alive. She's getting in contact with you. And you sort of move from camera to camera and room to room, solving these sort of little puzzles and revealing what's happened piece by piece. And just the way that it's presented is really tense. The music is very, very well done. And just like camera shots. Like it's done like a horror movie.
But how are you solving the puzzles? You're just a simple camera.
Well, you move... You interact with interfaces that are brought up on screen.
Okay.
So it's like, oh, like this...
you can turn the lights on and off or switch the fridge on or whatever.
Basically, yeah. Right. But also like, say you're like an operating system. So it's like, okay, this screen comes up and you're like, you've got to match this voice print to a security one that's in like the memory bank.
Right.
So you're like moving a waveform from left to right and looking for things that match and don't match.
Right.
Basically, like simple things like that that are, yeah, rooted in like interface design.
Cool.
And I've basically played now what I realize is like the prologue or like the cold open, because you get to like this point where you're really sort of like tense and freaked out and like stuff sort of, because you're trapped in a camera or multiple cameras, it'll like bring stuff up in front of you like a movie would.
Right.
So you're kind of trapped and you just have to watch things unfold. Mm-hmm.
I'm spooked just hearing about it.
Nice. It's a scarily bad description. But that sort of builds up, that tension builds up. And then it gets to a point where, I don't want to spoil it, but like you get to see outside of the space station for the first time. Mm. And what it reveals is like, holy fuck. And then the game starts from there.
Dude, right. There is so much of this out here. I am absolutely flabbergasted by the amount of space that's out here. What the fuck?
This bald man.
I'm going to have jet lag from this. I can barely see the fucking sun.
This bald man and his dog have turned up because they think the moon's made of cheese.
Yeah. Is that a fucking baby over there?
Yeah.
Sleeping in a bubble.
The revelation is it's the wrong trousers. But yeah.
Penguin.
Penguin
looks
trying
suspicious.
To kill me.
I don't want to get anywhere near that penguin. Be a game where you're the computer that controls Wallace's bed that flips him off.
Yeah.
Trying to fling
his
jam in
machine.
His face.
Yeah.
Right. So it's 11 hours and 59 minutes a day of inactivity.
Yeah.
But for that 1 minute where you're flinging him out of the bed, yeah. Oh, baby, that's good stuff.
Grommet mm-hmm. keeps trying to catch the toast and whatever, but you've got to outsmart Grommet.
Yes.
Damn, that sounds all right.
I love Wallace and Grommet.
But there's some voice acting. There's this main female character who's like what appears to be the only survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like, yeah, you're guiding her through like in some of those VR games where you're sort of like watching someone move through a diorama. But this is like a full 3D sort of setup and you're sort of helping her solve problems as well.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very well acted. So yeah, I really like it. It's
that cool. Sounds really cool.
It's really fun so far.
And what
far.
Were you playing this on? An adult console?
Yes, 18 plus.
At the Crazy Horse Cinema, just with a controller in your hand.
Yes.
It sounds a little Tacoma-ish.
I
really like Tacoma.
It is, but it's way better presented.
Yeah, right.
Like it looks good. It uses sort of like some staticky, filmy, grainy stuff over the cameras at certain points to sort of get a real, so like 70s.
Like some
alien.
Of the cameras are kind of broken all
over.
Yeah.
Nice. And just, to set the scene and the vibe. It does it really well.
This sounds sick.
Yeah. It's really fun.
A story-driven, puzzle-based game that is enthralling and captivating
mm-hmm.
and well-presented. That sounds like a cool thing to play.
Yeah.
I've been playing A Plague Tale: Innocence.
Yeah.
And I was led to believe that it was along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really not enjoying it.
I am like half and half on it.
Yeah.
I think the music is incredible.
Mm.
I think that the storytelling is good.
Mm.
In a broad sense.
Sure.
Like I like what it's doing.
I like the setting for sure. And like it's a unique story.
Yep.
And I think the kind of ideas that are there are fine.
Mm-hmm.
The acting seems terrible to me.
The voice acting is not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's set in like 13th, 14th century France.
Mm.
And I'll throw over to my French co-host for the remainder of this review. Allô, it's me. Nah, I got sick of that already.
Sacre bleu.
And so it's, 13th, 14th century France. I can't remember which. I never remember them right because it's 1300s, I think, which is 14th century.
14th
but it might
century,
be the 1200s. I can't remember. Spanish Inquisition and the Plague.
Mm-hmm.
French Inquisition.
Was it not the Spanish Inquisition everywhere across Europe?
I don't know.
I thought it was the Inquisition came out of Spain and spread.
Maybe.
But I might be wrong. Because
maybe you're thinking of the Plague.
I think I'm thinking of Monty Python, and 90% of my knowledge of the Inquisition comes purely from that and like Warhammer 40,000 manuals.
Yeah. No, it's the Roman Catholic Church.
Yeah, which was all over Europe.
Yeah.
So I guess it came out of Italy.
Yeah.
And then it moved from whatever it was. Mm. The fucking Inquisition.
Do you want to hear from my Italian friend to review this game? It's a me, a Mario.
Whoa. That's weird that your name happens to be that. Hi,
I
Mario.
I could definitely think of other Italian names. And I didn't just go with a Mario.
It's olden days France.
Yes.
You're a medieval lady who is like the...
daughter of a lord.
Daughter of a lord and a very hardworking seeming lady.
Yes.
who you seem to have a good relationship with your dad, but maybe not so great of a one with your mother.
Yes.
And definitely not really any relationship with your very young brother who's about 5.
Yeah.
He's sick in some way. Mm. And so he's been kind of isolated for most of his life. But the Inquisition comes looking for him and you are tasked with escaping with him and getting him to another place where he needs to be to progress the story.
Yeah.
Alongside that, there is the plague happening, and in this game it takes the form of rats literally bursting out of the ground in their hundreds and trying to swallow you, like a swarm of rats in the way of, like, did you ever play Gears of War?
No.
Okay. Did you ever play Gears?
No.
Well, there were some bats in there that looked like these rats.
I can imagine it.
It's like a big black swarm of rats you can't see, and they move like a big shadow, like a tentacle of the beast from below the earth, which is kind of cool. The rats look good.
Yeah.
And it looks fine. It looks okay. The animation is quite bad.
I don't think it looks good. I think the worst thing about this game, worse than the voice acting for me, for my immersion and enjoyment, is how it looks. It looks like a very old, shitty game.
It's like, it's quite an independent sort of thing, I believe.
And I'm trying to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
But it just, it's the truth.
Right. I think it looks fine. I'm playing it on the PC. And it looks okay. The animation is just not good, especially with a story-focused thing. There's a lot of close-ups on faces that really aren't selling it to me. They look like they're out of fucking Fable or something.
Well, I also think the controls are kind of dodgy. They're very imprecise.
And I hate what you're being asked to do. It's very basic, dull stealth is the main part of the game to me. So it's a lot of throwing a rock to distract this guard so you can move behind them. It's a lot of turning on a light here so the rats will move so you can get through this bit. Leaving the kid so you can go and do another thing because the kid come with you, and then making a path for the kid.
But then the kid, if you leave him for too long, he freaks out.
Yeah.
So it's an escort mission game.
Yeah.
I still find the stealth very tense. I like that about it. I am invested in, like, I don't want this kid to get, you know what, I don't want to get, because it's like you're playing as a young woman.
Yeah.
And she'll get smacked in the face if you get caught. Like, I don't want to get caught. And so I find that very tense.
Sure.
And I buy the characters, but it is just, it's how it looks that I don't like.
Right. I see. I don't buy the characters because of the acting and just like the lack of exposition in this. I don't like the way it's being told.
Right.
It just kind of is like, it feels really plain or something. That's not the right word. I don't know how to express myself.
Underdone, like underwritten or something?
Maybe a little bit. It's like, it just feels kind of cliched, I guess, other than the setting, which is new. It's not post-apocalypse, you know.
Yeah,
it's like 1300s France or whatever. But other than that, it feels like every single one of these sort of escort mission-y, post-apocalypse-y kind of games, and that, like, oh, here's this one. We'll put. It feels a lot like The Last of Us.
Yeah.
With much worse gameplay, and I'm the stealth is super simple and or like very
traditional.
Obvious.
Traditional.
It just doesn't feel fresh. It feels rote and in terms of the story and the gameplay, both of them feel pretty generic.
Okay, I think to me. I can cop the gameplay, because it's just simple. Like, it is simple, and it feels simple to play. Like, it feels like they're not using all of the controller in a way. But I think it's the music, some of the, like, the lighting and the settings and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think it is, like, literally the setting maybe is getting me in. Like, it's I'm invested. I want to see what happens next. I'm tense. I think I'm more forgiving to the gameplay simplicity than you are, maybe.
Well, I think I'm not feeling that tension because of it, because you can see the mechanics of it so plainly, because it's like literally this thing will be highlighted for you to whack it with a rock or whatever.
Yeah.
Every part of the gameplay feels so it almost feels like, do you ever play Hitman Go? Where it was like viewed from above and it was like a board game kind of thing.
Oh,
it feels a lot like that from a different perspective to me, where it's really set out on this kind of grid that you can kind of see where all the blocks go.
Yeah.
And it feels really under, it doesn't grab me in any way because you can see through it. It feels like a wireframe or something like that.
I can see that. I think that music in a game will do a lot for me, and in a movie and TV shows.
I agree with that.
I think it's doing enough heavy lifting that I'm like, hey, this is pretty good.
Yeah.
And certain aspects of it, I'm like, this is really good. I do like the fact that I've never played a game in this setting before.
Yeah.
And I like the Inquisition stuff. Like, I don't know. There are aspects of it, I think, just aesthetically that are getting me through.
Cool. And I it reminded me a lot of when I played a bit of Kingdom Come Deliverance,
yeah.
that medieval yep. game. It's pretty similar in setting to that. So I think that kind of maybe took away some of the novelty for me, maybe.
Right.
Or like, yeah, it's just... The whole combination of all of it isn't really working for me.
Right.
But I like the ideas behind it, but just it doesn't... There's something missing in the execution of it that's just making me kind of not get sucked in by those elements of it that are good.
Right.
Which completely removes their impact.
Yep. I think that's understandable. I think there's a category of gamer who will be like, this reminds me of The Last of Us, and there are cool things about the aesthetic.
Yeah.
I like this. And there are... a category of gamer who will be like, this reminds me of The Last of Us, and there are elements of the aesthetic that I don't like.
Yeah, and I won't want to like the aesthetic. It's just that, yeah, what's being done with it doesn't have anything to do with that aesthetic.
Right.
And so the how see-through the gameplay part of it is taking away from that setting to me some reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
having a board game set in 13th century France wouldn't be appealing to me.
Right.
And that's what this feels like.
Right. I think I'm in the middle because I've heard people say it's their favorite game of the year.
Yeah.
I've heard really? People loving it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It got, I think, good reviews. Like that's why I bought it the other day is because I had heard that it was good. And then you mentioned you were going to play it the other week, I think. So yeah, I'm sort of in the middle on it.
It feels similar a bit to Hellblade for me, where a lot of people seem to be loving the story elements of it. And I find that maybe it's like a weird Uncanny Valley thing where the closer a story gets to being like...
actually good.
Yeah,
yeah.
The more it's noticeable, the bits of it that aren't.
Sure.
Like I'm willing to give a video game story so much fucking leeway.
Mm.
We'll talk about Metal Gear Solid in a minute bit. It's flat out bad
right.
in a lot of ways, but I like it because of that, I guess.
Right.
But yeah, this just feels... it would have been way more interesting as a movie. The gameplay parts are the thing that are making me not want to keep going.
Yeah, I think that it's objectively got old-fashioned gameplay and graphics,
yeah.
and everything else is subjective, I think. Everything sure. else about it, and some people are loving it.
Even the graphics, I would say, have the capability of being better than maybe... what you're seeing on a PS4.
Right.
Because I think they look quite nice.
Okay.
Other than the animations a bit. But just the gameplay is really blocky it just feels mechanical and dull in the way that it's something you've seen before if you've played a bunch of stealth stuff.
And I think so you're right, this is a smaller studio, right? This is an independent game.
I think so.
I think the sacrifices they've made to tell what they feel is an interesting story in an interesting setting is we put a little bit less into the gameplay.
And to be fair, I've not finished it, so maybe the story gets to a place that makes it way better. And I kind of want to finish it because it's a story-based thing.
Yeah.
So I might be completely the other way at some point where I'm like, oh, but this happens and this happens that made me like it.
Right.
But I've played sort of the first maybe third of it, and what's been set up at that point is like not grabbing me heaps.
Right.
Grabbing me a little bit, like about four rats.
Sure.
Or like maybe out of a swarm of 600 rats.
Yes.
At this
four
point.
Four out of 600.
No, I'm giving it about 80 to 120 out of 600 rats at this point.
Okay.
I'm like, you know, like about to, but people are still pulling me through the door.
Right.
And I might just have my foot gnawed off and have to live with that for the rest of the story.
But maybe at some point, all of the rats get you.
Maybe
drag
the
you
rats
away.
Get me and some of the person holding me's hands.
Ooh.
So they have to let go of me.
Yeah.
Right.
But we'll see.
Who do you think would be most likely to be holding your hand when the rats come for you?
Well, I don't think
the rats come for you.
I don't think it'd be anyone I know because it's always a ragtag group of people who meet up in an apocalyptic situation.
Okay.
So it'll be like a tough baker, big hands.
Yeah. Mm. Well, someone's holding on to you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, interesting. I'm trying to think who else would still be around in the ragtag bunch of misfits.
Well, so the rats have taken over. So anyone who's like working in sewers and shit is gone.
Right.
The further away you work from the ground, the more likely you are to have survived the initial rat outpouring.
Your apartment's pretty high up.
Yeah.
So you'd be okay.
So I'm in my apartment. Right. I'm fine. Yeah. And I'm hanging out with a bunch of like lawyers and hotshots. But a lot of them.
Hang on.
A lot of them.
Surely they'd sacrifice you to the rats.
No, I mean after
they're
the apocalypse.
They're in the courthouse.
But they don't know what the fuck they're doing. They get into their Ferraris and try to drive away, but you can't outrun a swarm of rats. So they...
Not in a very fast car.
No, but there's rats coming out of the fucking gutters and shit. You're driving towards more rats.
Yeah.
And if you're driving faster towards more rats, guess what?
You're going to kill all the rats.
You're going to get eaten by the rats. There's too many rats. You'll kill 6,000 rats, but there's 8 million rats.
8 million
there's
rats?
There's more than that even, probably.
I guess the rats have probably gone up the wall at the front of your apartment building.
They go up the gutters.
Through the balcony. Okay.
But luckily,
so
I've just clogged...
up there.
No, but I've clogged my toilet with a huge shit that morning. So the rats are too disgusted to bite through it.
Good thing you planned ahead.
Well, I didn't. It's just pure luck, as is the case with a lot of these situations.
No, I've been to your house a bunch. You're a doomsday prepper if that's the case.
To be lawyers, helicopter pilots.
Yeah, there's a helipad at my work.
Yeah, right.
So if I'm at work, I'm okay.
And there's a helicopter there at the time, though.
Yeah, you said all that you revealed was that there's the pad.
Yeah.
You revealed nothing about the actual helicopter.
No, you've also got to be one of the four people. I reckon what's happening to you is you go to the helipad, the helicopter's taking off, you're that chump who tries to grab onto the feet of the helicopter and falls into the swarm of rats
from
the helicopter.
I think I'm fighting my way into the copter. I think I have more of...
And then you crash the copter because you pulled the pilot out.
Yes.
Get out, this is my copter.
Yeah. I think that's completely fair. But I'd rather die that way than getting eaten by rats.
I'm setting up some sort of guy rope over to the neighbor across the way from me, who has definitely got some form of addiction to something that makes you scream loudly and play loud music.
Right.
And
his name is Guy.
So I'm going over.
A guy rope.
Yeah. Guy, catch this rope. And he's like, the government. And I throw that over and I go over to his apartment because he'll have a whole bunch of chemicals because I'm pretty sure he's cooking shit in there.
Yeah.
And I can use them to swarm off the rats to get a bunch of smoke going. And everyone knows rats hate smoke. So
that's
I can.
Mosquitoes.
No, they're the same. And I can get rid of them. That way.
Okay.
I'm giving myself over to the rats almost immediately.
Before you know there's a plan.
Yeah, because this ties in pretty conveniently to some pretty big plans that I had for myself either way.
Yeah.
This is a blessing, really.
I've changed my mind. I'm going to go with the first group of people where there's an old man who goes, rats.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I'm sticking with.
Okay.
Because he's going to survive.
So you're going to be out on your balcony just listening out for a kind of snappy quip
from down
on the ground. Right. And then you're like, can I come with you guys? What are you bringing to the group? What are you offering?
Someone burns a whole bunch of rats. And then he goes, squeaky clean. Or I guess he kills them with dishwashing soap or something.
Yeah.
But
why aren't you doing that so that you're the cool guy that other people want to go with?
I don't know how to use a fucking flamethrower.
In a group, you're offering that. Just get a can of Lynx and a
No, but you've got to be the one to have killed them to do the quip as well. I can't be doing the quip from up the back.
Yelling out, say squeaky clean.
But I was about to say, what are you bringing to the group? If you're coming up with the quips, you can be like the writer of the group.
No,
you
can
be handing them all little cue cards to people as they're wiping out the rats.
I'm the guy who gets bit but doesn't admit it.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Either you're that or the guy who panics early and like opens the door and lets a bunch of rats in.
I think I could also...
He's let the rats in.
I reckon I could be the dude who like maybe... gets away at some point early on. You think he's dead, but then he comes back as like, and he's wearing a big rat skull.
No way.
As like the hat. And I figured out how to be the king of the rats, and I'm going to try and kill you with my rats.
No, they find you later, and it's just a skeleton picked clean.
Nah.
Are we still in your review of the game? Because this actually sounds really good.
Yes.
You see, that's the thing. You think Rat World, you think, oh, wait, you could go a million places with that.
And Greg Larson's Rat World.
They don't really go to those places.
I love Rat World. It's where Kevin Costner has a rat. Rat's tail.
But how did they still get food if there were rats everywhere?
Why didn't they just drink the rats?
How were this many jet skis in Rat World before the rats came? Bit of news. Other than the rats taking
over.
Yes. So yeah, maybe more on Rat World next week. Who knows? There's a couple of other fucking games I really want to play at the moment.
What games?
Void Bastards, which is, yeah, these are two games that I hadn't heard of until today.
Okay.
And I think it's called...
I think I've heard the name.
Outer Worlds, maybe something like that. So Void Bastards looks like... It's like a roguelike-y thing with these comic book graphics. It looks really cool. It's a first-person shooter. The graphics look great. And it's like System Shocky roguelike.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going onto like derelict spaceships and trying to fight the AIs on there and whatever, trying to escape this prison ship.
Right.
That looks kind
of
cool.
It's the enemy of the game I was playing. You're fighting the AIs.
Yeah. Mm. It's the enemy of that game. It's that game.
Yeah, you get me.
Neighbor who would hate.
What a wonderful observation.
It's something we can all understand and enjoy.
It's almost a callback. But if a callback was just you sort of saying the thing.
Yeah.
And then, okay.
Remember that thing?
So the other game.
Well, it's back.
Outer Worlds appears to be No Man's Sky enemy. Sky's enemy.
Yes.
The enemy of No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
In that it's
Sean Ryan?
A space exploration game. Sean Murray.
Fuck. Sean Ryan's a guy we know, isn't he?
Yeah. And he hates No Man's Sky.
I forget it. You haven't seen the sun in a while. And it appears to be like Subnautica or something. It's like you're a space detective and you can control time and you're going between these planets to try and figure out this crazy story.
Okay.
Apparently. I haven't played either of them, but that's what I want to play should I get the time.
What's that second one called?
I want to say Outer Worlds.
Isn't that one that hasn't come out yet?
I think it just came out.
By the way, you segued into this by saying there's been some news.
Yeah.
Here are the big headlines.
Well,
some stuff I'm thinking about doing soon.
If you wind back the tape, I said there's some news. Maybe we'll talk about a rat's tail later.
Okay. So I've Googled Outer World.
Yeah.
Premium Australian vape juice is what
That's
comes
what I'm
up
talking
first.
About. You smoke enough of it and it's No Man's Sky, but better.
And then the Outer Worlds reveal trailer 2018. That is what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
That's not out yet, is it?
Okay, maybe it isn't the Outer Worlds that I'm thinking of. Other World? Hold on.
I think I'm going to download Injustice 2 after you guys leave.
Oh, nice.
Outer Wilds. So it's Outer Worlds but with an accent.
Yeah.
Outer Wilds. We got to get the... It's in Boston. It's called Outer Wilds.
Mm-hmm.
Outer Wilds is the one that I want to play.
Okay, I'm looking it up.
This is important.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
In terms of... Now for the enemy of that segment Ben just did, Ben looks at a game and sort of reacts.
Yeah. Ben I don't look reacts. At a game and react a lot.
Uh-huh.
News.
Yep.
There were a couple of interesting things. A guy who used to work at Rare put a bunch of stuff out about Conker's Other Bad Day.
Yes.
Which was a cancelled sequel to Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked kind of interesting and I wish they'd have made it.
Right.
Yeah.
But it seems like them getting bought by Microsoft kind of killed that whole plan off. Mm-hmm. And like they had to reshuffle what they were doing. But we got Cameo.
Yeah.
We got avatars.
We got Viva Pinata.
We got Viva Pinata party animals. I think we got Connectimals.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they very rare. We got Perfect Dark Zero.
Mm.
We
got Sea of Thieves.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
We got Grabbed by the Ghoulies.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Was Grabbed by the Ghoulies the first one that they did post Microsoft?
I think
Microsoft?
That was the only one that came out on the original Xbox from there.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Anyway.
Viva Pinata is them, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think Viva Pinata was good.
I heard it was good.
I don't know
good.
If
yeah,
I ever played
I
it.
I never played it, but I heard it was a good one.
But yeah, so...
Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts.
Mm-hmm. Car building.
Mm. With the weird fucked up new designs of them.
It's called a garage.
They're all angular.
If you want to look at that stuff, it's best to just go on the internet and look for that stuff. I'm not going to like describe what it was.
One could say that about literally every aspect of this podcast.
Yeah.
But it was kind of cool.
Not that arguing about the sun. You'll find that nowhere else.
I bet there's some way more spicier ones than them happening on some corners of the internet.
That's true.
The message board for the sun.
Telltale are having their games be delisted from stores slowly.
Yep. They're dead. They're dying and they're dead.
That's it.
Mm. GOG has taken everything of theirs down, I believe, already, or is about to. Because obviously, you know, all of their shit was like licensed.
Yep.
So the second that company goes, how do you work out those contract deals. Like, yeah, that probably had a clause in every one of their contracts where if we go under, the whole thing blows apart.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
So that all seems like it's going to be going. So if you want that stuff, I guess buy it.
Buy a disc.
But yeah, I guess you could buy a disc of it, or like if it's not delisted. I don't think it's off of the like PlayStation store and stuff yet. Right. So you can still get it in some places. But
even then, it's like, yeah, if you want to have Telltale Games,
yeah,
and you only have like digital licenses, you should buy a physical copy because that license will probably disappear faster than otherwise.
Really?
But
I guess if you download it,
if you've already bought
it,
I think you still have it.
Yeah. If it's stored on your hard drive, it's not going to delete it off that.
No, I know. Yeah. But like if you just have it in your library.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Then you should be fine. If you already own it, then I don't think they're taking it down for that.
Right.
I think it's just you can't buy them anymore.
People just stressing out listening to this. Boys, tell me, what am I meant to do?
I think it's that it's delisted from purchase of in the store, but if you own a copy, then you can download it.
Right.
And guess what? If you own a copy and you can't download it anymore, then you have free reign to pirate it, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm. Yeah.
That means you get to happily, at least ethically, pirate it,
yeah,
and get sent to jail off of my advice.
But you'll feel good.
This advice is purely for entertainment purposes.
That poor guy in like a year's time is like, finally, I've saved up enough money to buy Sam and Max. No!
Bone! How come I don't get to play Bone? The Secret of Monkey Island 5. I think they did. So yeah, was obviously going to happen, I guess, but just another shitty element of this, of the way the games are now, them being torn apart and removed from history. Unless you've already played them to completion several times and have them burned into your memory, but if you've played every Telltale game to completion several times, it might be, according to the World Health Organization, that you suffer from video game addiction, a disorder that they have officially recognized as existing.
Finally. We did it, boys.
Yeah. All our sort of like subconscious campaigning that we've been doing, they've recognized it's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's affected these guys.
We're the lab rats.
Yeah. Yes.
Speaking of
we're
rats.
We're the canary in the coal mine.
Yeah.
If there were a million lab rats and they all came out all at once.
Yeah.
What Pretty do you tense. Think would happen?
Pretty tense, I think. If the music is inherently tense, I'll feel tense.
Yeah, I don't think it's too surprising that they've recognized that as being a thing that can happen to
it's
people.
It's an addiction.
Yep.
Yeah, it can be. It's another thing that, I mean, it literally gives you reward for giving it input. Like, so of course it's something you can get addicted to.
Yeah.
Yes.
But isn't that part of that just that they're classifying it, that it's, I mean, an addiction is an illness.
Yeah.
So it's just a thing that you can get addicted to.
Right.
But that's true of so many things.
But it's a specific disorder that some people, I assume what it is, and it might surprise you to learn I'm not a member of the World Health Organization.
You're certainly not addicted to doing your research.
Well, that is a real addiction, I assume, and I don't want to risk it. But I think the reason they have the different disorders is because different people are susceptible to different ones. Like addiction doesn't just blanket.
Well, the symptoms and also I think the treatment of it would obviously vary between kinds of addictions.
So if you were just like, yeah, it's basically heroin. Give him some fucking whatever that one.
Methadone?
Methadone.
Yeah. Getting methadone to be weaned off Super Mario.
Yeah. Maybe get him to play the first like third of a Plague Tale and go, I'm not going to play anything else this week.
And that's to cure alcoholism.
Yeah. So yeah, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And it's definitely good that they're recognizing that. Like video games are so good that I think there's an argument to be made, a legitimate argument,
yes,
that your life is maybe better spent only playing them and focusing on that than doing plenty of other things.
In the same way that heroin objectively makes you feel the best you'll ever feel.
Well, at times.
Right.
But then it makes you feel the worst too.
Yes.
But video games, always good.
What?
Better than heroin.
I think they have a worse long-term negative impact.
Just stand up once every hour.
Well,
the Wii tells you. Remember the Wii, how it would say, hey, every 15 minutes, take a break. Every hour, take a 15-minute break. You do that, I can quit any time. I'm wearing the wrist strap. I'm safe.
No. I think it's good. I think it's getting... I think you're right as well. Mm. Like, it is such a seductress.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, the negative impacts are, like, weight gain over months or depression or things like that.
I think it's the social shit that is the biggest thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Like whatever physical ailments sitting on the fucking couch can have, plenty of people have them if they like fucking
work
sport
in an office
or work in an office or anything that requires, hey, sit here and do nothing for a while.
Yeah.
If you watch movies, then you've got the capability to be unhealthy.
Yeah.
But if you read books, like fucking look how fat Benjamin Franklin was. That motherfucker never played a goddamn level of Mario. Benjamin Franklin.
You didn't read a book.
Benjamin Franklin, big ass guy. He's out there fucking flying a kite.
He did have a big ass.
To unlock his door, he had to tie a key to a kite to get it high enough to go in the lock because he couldn't be bothered getting fucking up.
Holding a broom and like hitting the microwave.
That's why he did it. Then he's like, oh, I can't see. I need to invent a fucking electric thing to fuck. I mean, I didn't invent the light bulb. I'm Benjamin Franklin, not fucking whoever worked for fucking what's his name? Thomas Edison.
Yeah.
Give me an electric kettle. I'm thirsty for tea. That's Benjamin Franklin.
Right.
That's why he invented electricity, so he could invent the electric wheelchair.
I love the water that he makes. Need.
The water.
Yeah.
From that mountain he owns.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
Dude, Mount Franklin is what he told his wife every night because he couldn't be bothered going on top. But, yeah, so.
Welcome to our roast of historical figures.
That's an actual thing on Netflix at the moment.
Really?
Yeah, there's a historical
What's
roast.
His name's done it?
Jeffrey Ross.
Oh, I can't Jeffrey remember roast. Any fucking names today. Yeah, Jeff Ross.
Yeah.
His prison one was great.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah, be careful with how much you do things.
Yeah.
Anything. Everything in moderation.
Yeah.
Other than comment sections, which should be free reign.
Yeah.
And this podcast.
Mm.
Subscribe on Patreon. Yep. Get the Bandcamp episodes.
New Bandcamp coming out real soon.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen to as much of this as you can. Watch our clips on YouTube.
Yeah.
Watch all of them.
Share it with others. Become a pusher.
Yeah.
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 Yell about it from your apartment at 3 a.m. while you're playing really loud music. The same song again and again.
Oh, my God.
This guy who lives across from me, I'm sick of.
Do you yell back? Because I used to yell at my neighbors that were noisy.
No, I don't want to yell back because, A, he's in a different building, so I feel like I'm creating more noise if I yell too.
That's very true.
And also, he seems off-kilter.
Okay.
To the degree where I don't want to yell at someone who's also already yelling about
the nudes,
fuck this and fuck that.
The nude Scotsman.
Off kilts.
Off
kilter. Okay.
Very good.
I'll accept that.
Yeah. Oh, very big
that,
of you.
Yeah. That one's going in the books.
I'll let that happen.
Yeah. Thanks, Adam.
I like when you're at the football and you write down every goal and every goal kicker, I write down all the jokes in the podcast. Like, yep, that one's, yep. It's another one for
then
Tommy.
We do the minutes of last week before every record.
A lot of fumbles from Adam this week. Ironically, that was a completion, that joke.
Mm-hmm.
As in, I came while I said it.
Very good.
In the notebook. Watch how much video games you're playing.
Uh-huh, yep.
But what if you could play video games all of the time, even while you slept?
Wow.
That is the world that the Pokemon Company wants to believe could exist one day.
This kind of fucked dystopia that they're trying to create.
Dystogopy. That's a Pokemon.
I love it. They had a conference thingy the other day. They also announced that they're going to do a it's next week sometime.
I think on like the 13th, I want to say. Sword and Shield.
No, I think it's next week.
No, because that's E3's already happening.
Yeah, it's pre-E3. Yeah. I think it's the 5th or something.
Yeah, okay.
It's a 15-minute presentation about Sword and Shield, which is very interesting because a lot of people thought that would be occupying the bulk of time in Nintendo's E3 presentation.
Right.
Mm. So I think it's kind of cool to know that that's happening separately.
It's exciting, right? Because they're doing the Pokemon one and there's another big Nintendo thing
Animal
that's coming
Crossing?
Out.
Animal Crossing?
No.
No, well, they've already done Mario Maker.
Right.
I think it'll be heaps of Animal Crossing.
Yeah. Mm.
And
they're leaving room for some announcements.
Big time.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty exciting to know. But then they also had like it was a kind of a shareholders conference-y kind of thing where they announced a Detective Pikachu sequel on the Switch.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if they've said sequel. They've said it vaguely enough that it seems like it could be one of those kind of
DX.
Upgraded ports of the original.
I know that they've said stuff that the story follows on.
Okay.
So maybe it
sounds like a sequel to me.
But maybe it does have the original one in it as well.
Those 3DS ones that they've done of like Bowser's Inside Story and shit where it's like, and here's this extra little story during the remake.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have high hopes for that being a full sequel.
Right.
I haven't played the original,
yeah.
So I don't care.
Yeah. You liked it though.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. Mm.
It's like kind of the same plot as the film.
Right. Right.
In a lot of ways. Yeah. Without the Mewtwo shit.
Mm. What else? Some a Pokemon Go upgrade? Pokemon Go Plus or something like that?
So I'm just trying to look for Pokemon Home, there is, which is like they've had similar things before where it's where you can trade all your Pokemon between different versions of the game.
Yeah.
So if you've got them in Pokemon Go, you can get them into the Sword and Shield, probably is the idea of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at this through the Pokemon Twitter, which is where I saw the initial news. Pokemon fact, Taurus are happiest when they're rampaging. Retweet if you can relate. Some good shit coming out of there.
Smash button, Adam.
Yeah.
I just called you button by accident.
Well, I know what you're getting called for the rest of your life.
Button's not the worst I've had, honestly.
Button's a cute little nickname for you.
And it is like a guy who plays video games. I called Button.
I like the idea of you giving me a nickname, but Button... don't push it. Oh. And now no one's ever going to call me Button again. That's all you have to do.
Okay, Button.
That's how to get out of being bullied, everyone. Make
classic,
it unfunny. People will stop.
Button.
Yeah.
So, Detective Pikachu, the Pokemon home thing. Pokemon ham.
Pokemon ham.
Pokemon ham. You do not want to know which animal it is. It comes out of Pokemon, I mean. Pig. Pigmon. Pokemon Sleep is the weird one.
Yeah.
So there's not too many details on it, but it's from the people making Pokemon Go, Niantic, it appears to be.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to do for sleeping what we did for walking is what they're saying.
So there are like sleep apps.
Yeah.
So they're ones that, I don't know if you have used them, Nox. I think pretty much every night now.
Right.
Because I was having trouble sleeping for a little bit. I was like, what's going on here? And you just like turn it on when you go to bed. It records your breathing.
And the phone
and
says,
like,
good night, Ben. I love you.
And I'm like, finally.
Don't worry,
sleep.
Ben.
But like it'll, if you snore, it'll record it. And it's like good for just general health stuff.
But so what does it do about it? Because that's the thing I've always wondered with those sleep apps. I had my watch tracking it for a bit. And it's like, oh, so I woke up at 3. Now what?
I mean, I don't know. I
guess if you see that you're waking up a lot throughout the night, like sometimes you might suspect it because you feel super drowsy.
Yeah.
You can then...
Or super hypno. Mm-hmm. Drowsy is the name of a Pokemon and so is hypno and they were related to each other.
Oh, Button. I guess you could act on it and go, okay, I need to go to a sleep. Like you could realize that. But I guess that's really it.
Well, for me it was...
locating that you have a big...
You're snoring heaps.
Heaps. Stop it.
No, but it was like, keep the doors and windows open. You know, stuff like that, and it helps.
Okay. Chuck a pillow behind your back and sleep on your side
and
shit.
I got to get, I think, a humidifier. Yeah, because a dehumidifier, like you dry out.
Yeah.
So it's like, there are things that I'm learning from it that I can put into practice.
If that news came to you through like a little pidgey going like, get a humidifier.
Yeah.
Ma, homie.
But it seems like it's going to be more of a game than a wellness app,
so
right?
There have
it
been
seems
apps
like
where...
there'll be elements of it where you, I don't know,
how?
The longer you're
there
asleep,
was...
you...
There was an app called Wake Up Club where you would wake up and try to beat your friends at waking up early and getting up in time and shit like that. And heaps of people used it. And this is the shit you'd say about Pokemon Go before it was a massive thing.
That's very true.
Yeah.
But there have been apps that did it before and weren't as popular that they stole from to make Pokemon Go.
Yes, that's true.
And that is what I assume they're doing with Pokemon Sleep, where it's like, here are these sleeping things where it's like...
But if it was like Pokemon Fitness...
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
Pokemon Go is kind of already... I mean, that could be an add-on to that or something, but yeah.
But like gamifying, fitness stuff. It makes sense. You're conscious.
Yeah.
And you can enjoy it. How do you gamify sleep?
By making it about when you go to bed and when you wake up is the first thing that
How
I can
you,
imagine.
I think that, for me, it's like...
Having fun alarms that you've got to, like,
maybe
catching a fucking crabby is your alarm and you've got to catch him before you're allowed to turn off the alarm.
I just don't associate sleep with fun. And I don't want to.
Not yet. You think you don't want to. Wait until Pokemon Sleep comes along and in the middle of the night you hear fucking like, Gengar!
Yeah.
Doesn't associate sleep with fun. Sounds like someone's never had a wet dream, am I right?
Dude, give me one of these.
Buttons
a high
gets
five
it.
Is what I was talking about.
Buttons absolutely gets
Button
it.
Button loves a wet dream.
Oh yeah, is he Button or Buttons?
I think
he's just one, isn't
either.
He?
Either.
Oh, okay.
He is just one.
Dude, whatever it is, Button loves to come in my sleep. Yeah, Pokemon Go Plus is like, it does say track your time sleeping. It's more Pokemon Go shit, but with a subscription probably.
Right.
And then there's like a, what is it called, Pokemon
Send
Heroes?
Sleep information to your smartphone via Bluetooth. Oh, the Pokemon Go Plus is that little fucking Pokeball thing.
Oh, yeah.
Right, that makes sense.
And then
sense.
There's a thing called Pokemon Heroes, isn't
what
there?
What is Pokemon like... Masters.
Ah, Masters.
A new game that allows you to battle alongside your favorite Pokemon trainers from the main series RPGs. So I don't know what that means necessarily, but it seems like it's one of the side games they've done plenty of before.
Right.
And this one will be some form of... fighting game, or it seems like maybe it's a fighting game.
Yeah. Or just battles, like only Pokemon battles?
Well, like the art that they've got here, and there might be more information out there by now, but we're doing this, we're shooting from the hip here, is like of the trainer and one of their like signature Pokemon there.
Yeah.
So it looks to me like maybe it's a Pokemon fighting game in the vein of fucking Thingo. What's
that one? Pokken Tournament, yeah.
So we'll see though, I guess.
No, I refuse to.
All right, well, this
taking
is the
another
end.
Piece of Pokemon news.
Close your eyes forever and end up with severe jet lag. Pokemon Masters. Let's have a look. Let's see if there's any more news out there on the World Wide Web. Pokemon Masters.
What is it?
Nah, not that I can find immediately.
They'd be pretty vague about all the stuff that they showed off in this thing.
Right. It seems like maybe, I don't know, they'll do another fucking... well, they are doing another Sword and Shield thing. Maybe they'll announce more there.
Yeah.
But that might only be about Sword and Shield. Maybe get more of this shit at E3. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These seem like perfect things for like talking about them for half an hour in that treehouse stream.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Whatever. Yep. So, yeah.
Well, boys, we've gone overtime, so we'd better... call it a day for the week.
Nothing else to talk about.
No big shit, luckily. Yeah. Oh, one last thing.
Oh, what's that button?
I guess E3's coming up, so I'm practicing my E3 press conference shit.
Sure.
Well, everybody, it's been a wonderful day here at Filthy Casuals, and I hope that you're excited for what we've got planned for the rest of the year. Before we go, though, you may have noticed we haven't heard from a certain... insane man.
You may also have noticed this baby that I have strapped to my chest. I've been wondering for the last 45 minutes, what's that about?
We've had this black sheet over here in the corner of the stage. Were you wondering what was under there? It's traditional representations of women, and they're remaining the same from our friend Hideo Kojima. Ladies and gentlemen, Hideo Kojima. The stage floor explodes and he shoots up from underneath.
And then a Muse song plays.
Yeah. Or he's climbing up a big ladder that falls across the stage.
Yes.
So yeah, Death Stranding trailer happened. An announcement of the date, 8th of November, I think. 8th or 9th of November.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Gameplay reveal trailer and release date announcement.
Yes. So we'd had a little bit of gameplay of fucking Norman Reedus just walking around.
Yes.
Yeah. With the backpack on. But this was proper shit happening.
Yeah. Showing like interfaces, guns, combat, stuff like that.
Open world looking type of thing.
Yes.
You're riding a motorbike a bunch.
Yep.
Yep.
You've got some tools to traverse. It looks like it's mainly traversal shit.
It does, yeah. There
and getting a combat. Lot more of an idea of the story and everything.
Yeah,
kind
I
of.
Mean, but I mean, the things we'd seen before were pretty abstract.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Little,
I think
the
this,
little clips that
this
we've
was
seen.
Way more concrete.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
America has put up walls.
Yes.
And it is all separate from each other now.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling some old lady that she's president of jack shit.
Yep.
Which is a fucking badass thing to say to a president.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that to Donald Trump if I ever meet him. I'm going to say, you're president of jack shit.
Wow.
And then a guy behind him who's probably his like finance minister is like, hello, I'm jack shit.
Well, that's what I list my occupation as at customs.
Jack shit.
President of jack shit.
Oh. Trying to smoke as you're going through the airport.
Yeah.
You're like, stop it. And you're like, you can't make me. And they're like, yeah, we can.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, damn, I guess I'm president of jack shit.
Put me in a little room and gave me a cavity search. I got what I wanted.
So it's like an eight. It's nearly 9 minute trailer.
Yeah.
Eight,
yeah.
8 minutes 50 or something. Long,
all over the
long
fucking
trailer.
Place. Yeah,
really all over the place. Do we want to just give broad stroke impressions?
I reckon.
And then we'll go in more in depth.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Broad stroke impressions are, I'm fascinated by it, and it actually looks kind of fun. It looks heaps like Metal Gear Solid 5 in the way that it kind of moves in what they were doing, and I thought the actual core of that game was really good, so I'm interested to see where this goes.
Yeah, I think all the story stuff looks sick and great and bonkers and really interesting. I think that some slash a lot of the bits of gameplay that they chose to show off in this look kind of dull.
Right.
And I, yeah.
Sure. I think that the setting is incredible. Like, I've never seen something. I've thought about stories like that. Like,
yeah.
Let's see what happens when society does break down for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. It seems to be showing that. I think visually it looks incredible. The environment looks amazing. I think the gameplay looks boring and not fun.
I think it, okay.
And I think the use of real actors looks awful. Right. I'm really turned off by that.
I think the real actors look pretty cool.
I think, I mean, like, the graphics looks good.
Yeah.
I hate that they're using real actors.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Interesting. I am into that.
Yeah, yeah, I don't mind it.
It's another step towards his weird wanting to be a director but never admitting it thing.
Yeah.
And I
love that he's just got directors in it too.
Yeah.
Like the guy who directed Drive is acting in
Guillermo del Toro is in there in a big, he's playing Die Hard Man.
Yeah.
That aspect of the, all the character names and stuff, I'm completely turned off.
Leah Seydoux being called Fragile and the other female character you see being called Mama. And then there's like one other, I think, actually was called like Emily.
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
Which is just clearly a movie that he likes. He likes Die Hard. He likes Emily.
Yeah.
I guess he likes Mother with Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
And he likes
Drive.
Drive. I'm trying to think of one for Fragile. But anyway, I saw someone pointing out like, it's kind of like
the movie Glass. He likes the movie Glass.
The fact that she's called Fragile and the other guy's called Die Hard Man, maybe he's being shitty about fucking how he's portraying women still, which he has done in the past a bit.
Yeah.
No gratuitous butt shots.
Yeah.
But, you know,
that we know of.
Not yet.
Yeah.
You will feel shame for your actions when you find out why she's called Fragile.
That's a gratuitous button shot.
I think the gameplay looks fun. It looks like it's pure exploration.
It looks
mixed
with
some stealthy kind of runaway from these guys shit.
At the very least, I think the way that they've chosen to show it off, where this trailer, like, we see the kind of, the setup of the world and everything. And then we're just immediately into this long, long clip of him just walking around and pulling out a ladder out. It's bizarre.
Yeah, I'm surprised that you think that looks bad, because Red Dead 2 was like the same sort of thing where it's like, take your time and move around this cool world. And doing that with like ladders and ropes and trying to find your way across a gorge and shit seems like a fun time to me.
Something
unique as well.
That's what I like most about it is the elements that are unique. But I think it looks stilted. It doesn't look fun to play. And I know that everyone else in the world thought Red Dead 2 was stilted and had bad controls.
Yeah.
And I liked it. But I mean, something about, I think, because I also found that with Metal Gear 5, I thought it was not fun or fluid to play.
Right. You see, I did like the way that moved and played.
I'm glad to hear you say that, Ben, because it does, it looks clunky to me.
Yeah, yes.
And I know that that's similar, but having not, I've played like a very, very small amount of Metal Gear 5.
Yeah.
But just the bit where, near the start, where you're running away from those guys, it's like, this looks kind of like it'd be a nightmare to control.
Right. I thought the exact opposite with that, but
You've spent a lot more time with Metal Gear Solid. So it does look similar to what I remember that looking like. But
and if this is similar and has time to breathe in that thing, I think you get used to that sort of shit.
Right.
And this also, being so unique, looks like it's unique, might be a contributor to that, where if this is really asking you, like, literally just explore, that's something pretty different.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I think that it necessarily will be, like, dull based on this. It's more just that I think it's a weird way of showing it off, like the same way that, you know, when we played that first demo of Breath of the Wild at that event that we went to, we all walked away pretty underwhelmed,
right?
And then you realize, if they're going to demo any of it, they kind of had to do that to keep the surprise. But that is the worst representation of what the game is. I just think there's a bit of that going on in here, where they've just chosen to show some stuff that is just leaves a very underwhelming impression.
Especially when
you stack it up against all this crazy story stuff, because to me it just feels like, okay, well, what I'm seeing here is, sure, there's a lot of creativity and awesome looking story and some really crazy elements, but it just seems like that's just happening in cutscenes. And then minute to minute, I'm just walking along a hill, not doing anything.
Maybe.
In that Plague Tale game, Nox, you know, like where you go, you have to walk through a fucking mud pile?
Yeah.
And you just have to walk slowly.
Yeah.
I get that feeling from this. It's like, okay, there are going to be tedious but justified aspects to this game that it's like, okay, well, I guess you have to walk slowly because you'll get found or you're walking through a swamp or whatever. It's like, well, I see how that's effective for you as a storyteller.
Yeah.
But I'm worried that it won't be fun.
You see, I thought the opposite of the gameplay because he's zooming around on this motorbike and beating up these yellow suit electric guys and then getting out a ladder like he's a fucking lemming and climbing up a mountain. Like, I thought that looked kind of fun.
Yeah, I didn't. I thought the bike looked fun. I'll give you that.
And he's walking past those ghosts and having to put those blinkers on, and then they eat him, and they've got umbilical cords.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I looked at that and went like, "Oh, this looks like it might actually have some gameplay to it."
I guess
me seeing it be a game rather than it be a weird fucking trailer again.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking purely from. I still think it will be good, and I'm still looking forward to it. I'm just talking purely about what's presented here and how my main thing is I just think it's a weird choice of how they've shown it off, how they've shown off certain bits of it.
Maybe.
So something
the whole thing is weird choices though. True. So yeah.
Something that I read online on the listing on the online official PlayStation store is that there's no game overs in the game.
Yeah,
so when
you
die you go into like the underworld or whatever,
yeah,
and you have to kind of fight your way back to life through that, which sounds pretty interesting.
It also, it said it emphasizes not killing anyone. It's always like you should try and get through a situation without resorting to violence.
I think they said some of that in the trailer as well. Right. It's like, I don't want to kill anyone or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's got some kind of online thing.
Oh,
where,
that whole World War One weird shit as well. He like zipped back to World War One in the trailer and was like shooting people in the trenches.
Yeah, that might be the underworld thing. It's not. It was like you go to some other world or a dimension or something.
And it seemed like the story was something to do with some people. They die and they get to disappear, but some people are tethered.
Yeah,
talking about the tether and people being stranded.
Yes,
or strands, literal, you know, string strands.
Yep.
People being attached to, like, I guess some like devil thing. It mentioned Hades, I think, at one point.
It did. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, I guess that's what Hades was an underworld that you could literally escape from.
Yeah.
And you were kind of attached to like a big ball of men. which, hey, get your vitamin D, am I right?
I see all of that stuff I loved. The imagery, and when it did show more cutscenes, like the bad guy with his skull squad, it looked incredible.
Yeah, I loved that he took a mask off of a mask.
Yeah, that's great.
He had a big gold mask on a big black mask, and that guy is fucking. And if he doesn't have four more underneath there, I'm going to be furious. Takes his bottom jaw off at some point.
He saw Chimkov clearly.
Yeah. a hat on a hat on a hat becomes funny again. Yes. As long as it's three hats.
Yes. But no, I'm completely into that stuff. It just looks like it might not be a fun game,
right?
Which is how I felt about Metal Gear 5, and about Metal Gear 4, which I played.
Right.
Like, I haven't loved one of his games since the first Metal Gear.
I thought 5 played well, and I didn't like the story parts of it, but I thought the core of what was there had something to it. It took some time to get used to it, I guess. But I don't know. I'm excited to see what this is, and it's fucking crazy that it's out this year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that was the biggest shock.
Yeah.
And how soon it's out? That's like six months.
Something like that.
Just under 6 months. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's
which
nuts.
I saw someone commenting going, "This will definitely be pushed back," but I really don't think that's.
It might be. It looks like The Last of Us is going to be 2020. There's rumors that that's like February 2020, which is still relatively soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the sort of last games of this generation. It really looks like they're kind of winding it up, which is okay by me. Maybe Halo and Gears on the Xbox front. There'll be some Gears 5 at E3, which I'm looking forward to. There's talk about that being like a big open world thing, God of War style, which could be cool.
Well, this also, I love the move of Sony doing this the way they have, where they're like, we're not going to E3, but we're just going to drop this a week and a half out from E3.
Yeah.
Is a sick move.
And you'd imagine there'll be a Last of Us one in a week and then like
that's the rumor.
Ghost of Tsushima one the week after that and whatever. Like, so that's kind of cool. I
kind of love it though when you have these things to show up.
E3 itself is so soon.
Pardon?
Yeah.
E3 itself is in a week or two.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird of them to not show up when they had this in the tank, I guess, but
that article that was about how E3 is a bit fucked, it makes sense that like possibly it's business reasons where it made more sense not to go.
It's that's like the two sides of the same coin. It's like they if they had something like this, why not go to E3? But also, if they had something like this, why need E3?
Sure.
Like, just do it.
Yeah.
You'll
I
get
wonder
the same response.
At what point they decided that they were going to not go, was it going like, hey, we have, you know, we have this, let's just do it on our own terms.
Mm, totally.
You know.
Because no one's talking about Halo Infinite in 6 hours. You know, like they've got a little bit of breathing space.
Yeah.
There will be like a Call of Duty reveal that we're just missing at the recording time, but guess what? It'll be similar.
Yeah, have shooting guns.
Yeah.
Modern Warfare reboot.
Yeah.
But I'm pumped.
Yeah, I'm like
still,
that.
I'm still
really
looking
completely intrigued by it. Yeah.
If anything, even if it looks good or bad, I think everyone finds it fascinating.
Yes, completely.
For sure. Absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
I like the actors that they have in it too.
I mean, that's to back over that thing. Like I think it just took me out of it a little bit. I wish that they'd just done voice and made him look slightly different, maybe.
I think it's kind of cool having just fucking straight up Mads Mikkelsen and Leah Seydoux in this game. Norman Reedus is just in this game.
There's something about Kojima that I find lame.
1,000,000%.
And that is using like real actors and their likenesses is in that category.
But
for
I find him lame in the same way that a lot of people. I find him lame in the same way that Quentin Tarantino is lame.
Yeah.
Where he thinks he's the coolest motherfucker going around and everything he does is trying to make this thing cool. And if you just give yourself over to it and don't think about it too much, then it does become fun.
Right.
But if you look at any of, I would say almost any of Quentin Tarantino's movies too coldly, they become fucking lame.
Yeah. Sure. I think his methods of making movies trick me and Kojima's methods of making games don't.
Right. I think I am willing to let the magician trick me with Kojima. And this magician has some big titty helpers.
I was going to say, yeah, he has like, the same attitude as other magicians.
Yeah, there's some shit about Kojima that I'm hoping he's moved a bit past.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not familiar enough with any of the actors in it in anything.
Oh, really?
So I don't have that issue of looking at them and going like, oh, that's that real dude.
Mads Mikkelsen, he was Hannibal in the series and I watched a lot of that.
Norman Reedus was in The Walking Dead a lot.
Yeah.
Leah Seydoux was in Bond.
Yeah.
I've not seen her in it much else, I don't think.
She was in, I think, The Lobster.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Blue is the Warmest Color is like her big breakout one, but I've never seen that movie.
Yeah.
I've
seen clips.
Okay. All right.
I haven't seen clips, by the way.
The song that played in this that gets the little music video thing in the bottom left when it starts playing, awful.
Lame.
Oh, that
really
baby is
really
weird.
Awful.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The baby, what's with the babies and shit?
Yeah.
Guillermo del Toro. Ah, man, I'm so into this.
I mean,
weird little spaceship guy looking things.
The music put me off so much.
It's very lame.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
I didn't really notice.
But yeah, everything else. Fuck
interesting.
Yeah.
It looks fucking amazing too, the graphics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll see how it runs when it comes out.
Mm. Well, I guess that's us done for another week. I suppose next week we do a bit of E3 predicting kind of stuff because it'll be the week after that.
It seems like there's going to be some more actual shit to talk about too. And I want to have played at least one of Outer Wilds and the name of that other one, Void Bastards.
Right.
Yep.
I want to try and play because they look all right.
I'm going to keep.
Oh, fucking what? Blood and Truth is like the PSVR sequel to that London crime demo
that was on,
and it's like a full game.
Oh, okay.
I kind of want to give that a shot.
Yep. I might do that. I want to keep playing these Plague One and Observance. I'm really enjoying those.
Observers. What is it? Observation?
Observation, yeah.
Observation. Mm-hmm. That sounds good too.
Yeah, it is.
Man, I like video games.
Me too.
I want to play them all the day.
Yeah.
It's every day.
I want to lock myself in a room, never see the sun again, not know what time it is and get jet lag, obviously, because time is a human construct other than the sun.
I just want to remind everyone before we leave, Adam's name is Button now.
Yeah.
It isn't Button. And if you start calling me Button, it won't make any sense. And it's a lame sounding nickname. So get out of my face with that shit.
Right, Button. Head to filthycasuals.com.au. You can find links to our Patreon if you'd like to support the show. You can get a extra episode of this every week.
The last one we did, very funny, fun one,
The
best of the Cyberjoke 3000, where we told a bunch of stories about ourselves.
I found it funny to read out those jokes from the Cyberjoke as well. One person didn't, who deleted their Patreon and said, never read from the Cyberjoke 3000 again.
Wow. Because we had people ask us to go back to it.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure this is literally the end of that, though.
Probably, yeah.
I don't want to go back to it again because every extra thing we read from there gets worse and worse.
It's very crook. But yeah, what we did was a fun, sort of silly way of doing it.
Yep.
I think the next one's going to be a full talk about season two of Barry. Yeah. Like a review of that.
Yes.
Yep.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, also links to our YouTube channel and our Bandcamp premium episodes, all that stuff.
So the Bandcamp will have a new one up soon too.
Yes,
we have that second part of the Flash Games one and a new one, which, should we just say what that is?
Yeah.
It'll be up soon. It'll be a commentary of the film Doom.
Yes.
Starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
And Carl Urban?
And Carl Urban.
Yep.
Carl Urban.
Keith Urban's a singer.
And I'm going to, because Tommy and Ben don't really care as much, I'm going to do a history of Id while we're watching Doom.
Oh, yeah.
We can do this off mic. I think the history of Id could be its own thing.
Okay.
I think there's going to be enough stupid shit to talk about in that film.
If you guys do the history of Id, I'll do the Wizard of Id.
All right, well.
I don't care about Id.
We'll see what we do.
Great.
At
really
the very
great.
Least, we're doing a Doom commentary.
Yeah.
filthycasuals.com.au for links to all of that stuff. Thanks very much for listening, and we'll see you next week. And as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals,
get out there and get some vitamin D. Do you know what I mean by that?
The laugh got me.
Do you know what I mean?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.